Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A memorial is growing for victims of the mass shooting in Monterey Park, California. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
Every hour we are seeing ordinary people showing up.
I had to come. I was compelled to come.
Showing up at the Star Dance studio where the killings took place.
We may not know these people, you know, names, faces, but we know.
This woman came with her 9-year-old son.
To express our grief, you know, be a part of the community and have some closure at the same time.
10 people died in the attack and authorities still don't have a motive. Police are also investigating a mass shooting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana that landed 12 people in the hospital. WAFB-TV's Miranda Thomas.
We believe this was a targeted event.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul says when the officers rushed inside the building, they were unable to pick out the shooter from the large crowd.
The officers were able to quickly secure the scene as well as administered life-saving aid.
At least one person is in critical condition. In South Carolina, jury selection has started in the trial of former attorney Alex Murdaugh, who's accused of killing his wife and 22-year-old son. WCSC-TV's Katie Kamen is in Walterboro.
Defense attorneys argue Murdaugh was visiting his mother at the time of the murders. As for the motive, the AG's office argues Murdaugh's financial crimes. The mounting pressure from those crimes and the fact they were all about to be exposed led to the murder.
Murdaugh's also accused of killing the family's housekeeper. Yearly COVID vaccines could be available later this year. Infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner says they're necessary.
It's not a question of whether or not we ought to do this. We need to do it. The question really is, how can we do it in the most effective fashion?
The FDA will vote soon on whether to start the effort with a rollout slated for September. Ghislaine Maxwell is still defending her old pal Prince Andrew, even as she serves time for her ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Here is Vicky Barker.
I didn't believe it's surreal for a second.
Speaking from prison via video conference, Ghislaine Maxwell insists Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre was never in her London flat where the then 17-year-old was photographed with Prince Andrew's arm around her, suggesting that photograph is
a fraud and a fake.
Meeting Jeffrey Epstein, that was her biggest mistake, Maxwell tells CBS See It Now. Does she consider herself a victim? That word is overused, she says. Not clear if she's thinking about Epstein's victims.
It is officially tax season. The IRS says it expects to process more than 168 million filings this year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man who killed a college student in Madison more than 14 years ago is going to prison for the rest of his life. David Call was sentenced on Friday for the murder of Brittany Zimmerman in 2008. He confessed to killing her last fall after evading charges for several years. Her family in Marshfield tells Channel 7 in Wausau she'd be proud they never gave up. Six trucks are out of the water after falling through the ice on Lake Pepin in western Wisconsin over the weekend. The sheriff in Goodhue County, Minnesota, says the trucks were on the ice because there wasn't any place to park on the shore. Nobody got hurt. Wardens are reminding fishers that the ice this winter is often not as safe as it looks. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. The Badgers travel to Northwestern. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
side effects that were not originally studied, but now that we have studies on them, we should just be aware and start to phase them out from future homes. Not that Joe Biden's coming to steal your gas stoves or take them away from you. Or outrage towards Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head no longer being sold as separate toys in a toy aisle, but instead just the Potato Head toy, and you can have all of the parts, and kids can have as much fun as they want with those pieces of the Hasbro toy Potato Head, or of Dr. Seuss, and the outrage that was manufactured surrounding that, Brian. But when the Republican Party and conservative-minded individuals, or people that claim to be conservative-minded, start to target the LGBT community and transgender individuals, and like you said, conflate it with individuals performing in drag, it is something that needs to be discussed and called out, because that is hurtful to the community. Mr. Potato Head isn't gonna see any harm, but the LGBT community has adverse effects from this rhetoric that is put out and the conflation and the bigotry that is then targeted. It's acting like there is a problem without a problem being there. And the headline was, when students change gender identity and parents don't know. And Brian, this goes back to something we've talked about, why it is important for school districts to be able to have teachers and have these conversations, because the training for the teachers and the educators is important. And sometimes students only find support in a classroom. They do not have a supportive home, and they cannot talk about these problems at home. And so now the New York Times is acting like educators around the country being trained how to be able to communicate these issues with their students and have those conversations is the problem. When in fact, just being able to have the accepting society that I think a lot of us at the end of the day, Brian, want to strive towards. That's what we're trying to do here at Civic Media. We're trying to have these conversations and have these dialogues. But then you have bad actors like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And the piece was referenced in the New York Times, but more of that right-wing culture war that is being waged against transgender students and the LGBT community here in Wisconsin and around the country is just continuing. So yes, it is really easy to overlook the gas stove rhetoric, the, oh my gosh, Brian, all M&Ms are female now, that stuff. That's really easy to overlook and joke about, but this stuff, this is serious stuff that we need to be having these conversations and going around what the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and other conservatives want to make the rhetoric be. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation. 844-967-2789.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 31. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Lows level off around 24. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to us around the state of Wisconsin through Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing at Civic Media, go to the website, civicmedia.us. You can learn more about a really fun thing that we're doing here in the month of January, Brian. This Thursday. It's coming up fast. How is it already the
20th? It's coming up really fast.
Yeah. How is it the 23rd of January already? But this Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m., Civic Media is going to be celebrating our brand new yet still growing radio network with the $1 million advertising giveaway. We're going to be giving away $1 million of advertising to local businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. If you want to learn more, if free advertising sounds like something your business may be interested in,
go to the website, civicmedia.us. You can see at the top of the page there is a banner where you can learn more. That portal, again, opens 9 a.m. on Thursday, one day only. So you're going to want to set a reminder for Thursday morning to go to the website, sign up, let them know that Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian sent you, and you can work with our awesome sales team with a portion of that $1 million of advertising.
Make sure you use the Dueling Tangents as the people that sent you, because we will be put on a rack and destroyed and killed otherwise.
He's not joking, folks. I laugh because I would cry otherwise.
Either that or I have to shoot a dog, and that's just not something I'm going to do. So it's just, that's a callback, everybody. I'm a fan of National Lampoon's. They had an entire magazine cover that said, buy this magazine or we'll kill this dog. It's really awesome. Anyway.
You can learn more at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also use the URL, civicmedia.us/million. And that's Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m. But, Brian, this reporting over at the New York Times referenced these events here in Wisconsin. I would be remiss if I did not mention how this came onto my radar over the weekend. An excellent...
No, it relates to Wisconsin, too.
Yes. Well, as our friend of the show, Dan Schaefer, likes to say, there's always a Wisconsin connection. No matter what we're talking about, there's always a Wisconsin connection if you dig further enough. So,
well, when there's fascism or some sort of thing. My fun thing was whenever there was like a new Russian interloper in the Mueller report, to Google them next to Scott Walker.
And there was always a photo.
Connection there. It was really funny. Anyway, keep going, please.
Yes. But a reporter over at WisconsinWatch.org, Phoebe Petrovic, she put up together a thread referencing this New York Times article and then all of the work that Wisconsin Watch has done to show that there is a lot of... it's not performative, but it is kind of performative. They're manufacturing this crisis of anti-trans rhetoric. They want to make it seem like there is more of a problem. Well, and by they, I mean certain actors in Wisconsin want to make this seem like it is a bigger problem than it is. Specifically, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, but that's the local connection, the Will connection that a lot of listeners out there may be familiar with, or some may not be as familiar with.
If you want to know where the outrage came from and how people were inspired across the country to go and call in bomb threats to shut down the city of Keele, Wisconsin, now finally within our broadcast range, now literally, you can look no further than the workings of WILL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And fun fact, a lot of the horrible things that happen around the state, you know, they have a nice tie-in for a lot of that. They're the ones who say, hey, can we step up and be the jerks in this situation? We would like to do that. Can we do that? That's usually what Will does. And that's, you know, Law and Liberty, I guess, is their freedom to go and be jerks no matter what the case, no matter what the decision, no matter what the price of freedom.
Yeah, and again, as we've referenced here on Dueling Tangents, that overarching freedom call, that they really mean freedom for them and not for others, and their definition of freedom is not as universal, I would say, as some would like to think.
Think of John Cena's character, Peacemaker. You know, he cares about peace and freedom so much that he will go and kill anyone to get it.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic there.
Good stuff.
But there's an excellent article written up by Phoebe Petrovic over at Wisconsin Art. WisconsinWatch.org. Anti-LGBTQ rhetoric roils Wisconsin, providing political fuel for the right. The, quote, parental rights movement is upending school board races, leading to book banning and a growing sense of dread among the small number of children who are gay or transgender. It's a really interesting footer to add to the story, because that is the in lieu effect of what this rhetoric and what these lawsuits and what these organizations like Will are doing here in the state of Wisconsin. And again, Brian, it is a lot of things are going to be thrown out over these next 2 years. We are not going to see a whole lot of governing by the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. It is going to be very little done here in the state of Wisconsin. We have a near $7 billion surplus that could be invested and transform the state of Wisconsin, deliver for our residents. But we are going to see a lot of this kind of rhetoric. We already saw it with the banning of the ban on conversion therapy. We are going to continue to see things like this here in 2023, and if we do not call it out when we see it, we are contributing to the problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, so don't let George Santos be a thing to go and jump on drag queens and then conflate it with transgender people. Don't go and take their BS and go and think that, oh my goodness, transgender people, the worst thing ever, it's going to take over the world and everything. Because I want to remind everybody, has anybody, what was the negative, horrible consequences of any of this? Did they, remind me again, there was a horrible tragedy they reported on the top of the hour. What was the news thing? It's all over the news right now. Like, what's the thing?
Another mass shooting.
Oh, another mass shooting. Huh. Okay, I'm glad we're really mad about the trans stuff. Way to go, people. Good way to prioritize stuff. Why do you care so much about other people's genitals that you're willing to kill other people for it and then ignore the actual problem in front of your stupid faces?
We're going to continue the conversation. Jump to another couple tangents as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents, and we'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. People are leaving flowers and candles outside the dance hall where 10 people were killed this weekend in Monterey Park, California. Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe.
In the coming days, and we will be looking to see, you know, what other further services we can provide to help our community heal.
Bowling Green State University has settled a lawsuit with the family of sophomore Stone Fultz, who died from hazing at his frat in 2021. Stone's mother, Sherry Fultz.
It's different because I feel like now we can move forward and we can continue to hopefully partner with BG and make progress in eradicating hazing.
Americans are now seeing record high credit card interest rates, mostly due to inflation, and the rates keep rising. Ted Rossman is with creditcards.com.
Paying more than the minimum is the most common strategy, but I don't think paying more than the minimum in and of itself is enough.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinee with your headlines. Invasive crayfish species, which were illegally distributed to Wisconsin pet stores between 2017 and 2019, have now been found in the wild. The Wisconsin DNR contacted the distributor APET Incorporated more than once, telling them their actions were illegal. The company delivered over 800 invasive crayfish to Wisconsin customers over those 2 years. Red Swamp, Mini Orange, and Electric Blue crayfish are native to the southern U.S. but not Wisconsin, and can damage native plant and animal populations. The company charged with 147 citations. The DNR hoping this case will deter others from breaking Wisconsin's invasive species laws. Starting this summer, UW Green Bay will begin offering a training program for caregiver supervisors. The program will offer free tuition to about 250 people. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like One, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. If you want to join the conversation, share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. I want to say a shout out to Chris and Brian as well. It was a really entertaining 12 o'clock hour that I was listening to of As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Network. Climate-nomics, as her first guest of the 12 o'clock hour discussed, as well as the implications of what a flat tax would mean, something you and I have talked about on these airwaves as well, yeah. Brian. If you haven't checked out As Goes Wisconsin, go do so, because Kristen and Jane throw together a terrific show. Well, they plan together a terrific show. You and I, we throw together terrific shows all the time.
You know what? There's different ways of expressing yourselves here at Civic Media, and there's certain reasons why people have 3 hours and other people have 1 hour, and that's totally fine and happy for those involved.
Oh, I don't envy a 3-hour show one bit. So No.
By the way, I just got a shout out to Kristen and her husband. I had a wonderful pleasure of hanging out with him this weekend. Kind of an impromptu drinking evening. I had a nice evening. Played some pool. And we made some jokes with each other. It's great.
There you go.
And I saw the cutest puppy. Oh my God. It was a dachshund puppy whose ears were bigger than its face. And it was handed to me, and it just licked my face, and it all of the problems that I had
just
were gone.
Disappear, yeah. Dogs have a way of doing that. And I did have a little bit of FOMO.
Licked my fears away.
I had a little bit of FOMO because you were texting me updates and photos of this said puppy. And I was like, oh, I'm not there. And then I realized I don't want to be there right now. I'm about to go to bed because I'm tired. It's been a long week. And so I just passed out.
And that was the best part, is that it, like, I self-edited. Like, it was just like, and my body just went, no, dude. And I went, great. I'm going to have one burrito, not 15. And I'm going to have water and then go to bed at a reasonable time.
There you go.
And then I was a human being the next day. It was a very reasonable evening altogether. And I'm pretty sure that nobody is even remotely excited about hearing about it. Because I normally would have stories like, yeah, and then I threw the pool table. And then Xena Warrior Princess came out and we had a sword fight.
Nothing like that this weekend.
I'll tell you about that later.
That's a tangent for a different day.
That's true.
But Brian, so manufactured outrage, like we've been discussing, that the right is trying to foment these culture wars against
genitalia fear. The fear of genitalia.
Just the fear of, I think, not understanding, just not knowing in a lot of cases, because the obsession that some people have on the right to worry about these issues that are not issues. Just if
or find the most vulnerable people in any given society.
Right. It should not be
on them
an issue.
as the people who we crap on. It's all their fault.
Targeting the most vulnerable members of society is a problem. It should not be a problem because we should not be targeting those individuals, but the reason that a lot of these organizations, like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, can get away with what they do and the really awful lawsuits and dark money think tanks, all that stuff, is because 13 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that money equals free speech, Brian.
Yeah.
And that was one of the anniversaries.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's one of the anniversaries that we're going to be celebrating from this past weekend, and we're going to discuss on today's show. And our friend of the show, Matt Rothschild, over at Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, wrote up an interesting piece about the 13th anniversary of Citizens United that was marked this past Saturday, Brian.
Can I skip forward ahead? Because we know about Citizens United. It's the ability for corporations to, you know, just pour money into, you know, campaigns.
Well, it's their speech.
As long as they don't coordinate in a certain way. But I want to skip towards the bottom here. How Wisconsin is just a unique and wonderful cesspool for this kind of dark money. Why I'm sure other states have other stupid organizations like Will that do stupid things.
Well,
like we want.
During the pandemic, Will started outsourcing. They were representing bars in Tennessee, suing over COVID mandates. And Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty was really trying to branch out from just Wisconsin, it sounded like.
Now, why would people want to route all this money through Wisconsin? I mean, wouldn't it be better to just route the hate through some southern state or some Tennessee, or like Texas would be great. You could just you can kind of do anything there. Florida is great right now for that type of legislation. All I'm saying is, why is it Wisconsin that is uniquely able to go and be the mouthpiece and have all the power and all the money flowing through it so that all of our horrible organizations are at the forefront of all the crap that is being spewed out into, like, it's perfect. It's not just, I think it's because if we're centrally located and if we spew up towards Canada, it does a nice coverage of sewage over the United States. But in reality, I'm going to skip down the piece here, from what Matthew Rothschild wrote this weekend. You can check it out at wisdc.org. Here in Wisconsin, we can see the nasty consequences of Citizens United. In 2010, outside spending in our fall elections for governor and the legislature and other non-federal races came to just under $20 million. Last year, it soared to over $90 million. With a lot of this money coming from out of state. Outside spending, blessed by Citizens United, make a mockery of the ideal that we all have an equal voice in our democracy, and the money that comes from out of state undercuts the ideal of self-governance. Now, the problem of big and dark money in our politics in Wisconsin got worse in 2015 when the Republican-dominated state legislature, thanks largely to gerrymandering, rewrote our campaign finance law.
Oh.
This new law, signed by Scott Walker, tore down the de facto $10,000 limit on how much individuals or corporations or whoever could give to those political parties. So now billionaires from across the country are writing enormous checks to the Republican Democratic parties here.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You want to go and wonder why, like, Ben Wickler is able to go and get every celebrity in the entire world to go and come to Wisconsin? It's not just because Mark Ruffalo is from Kenosha. It's not just that. It's because you can funnel as much money as you want
to the state political
parties. Through Wisconsin.
Yeah, through Wisconsin.
To state political parties.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Wisconsin is so unique that we have passed some crappy laws to allow for cesspools of money to come here.
So, yeah, it's not just that Citizens United was a bad Supreme Court decision. The Republican Party of Wisconsin in 2015, with then-Governor Scott Walker, signed off on changing the campaign finance laws to make it even easier to pump in dark money into the state. And, yes, we are uniquely a cesspool for that, Brian. And I honestly don't know how many more states have something like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. I'm sure they exist out there, but to the best of my knowledge, we are unique in that case as well. Yeah, nobody has something like that propped up by the Dark Money Bradley Foundation in a lot of instances out of Milwaukee. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is kind of special, leading the pack in those terrible lawsuits and trying to wage the culture war here in Wisconsin and around the country.
Normally people pull weeds out of the garden, but instead they decided to give those weeds a whole bunch of love and care, and now they've taken over the entire state of Wisconsin. The best part is that I don't like our cheese manufacturing. I think we're going to lose hold of cheese, but our dark money manufacturing is going to be great. And by the way, don't think that they aren't taking advantage of the manufacturing agriculture tax credit, because if a, you know, if a hedge fund can do it, anyone can do it. I'm pretty sure that they're going to figure out how to get probably some sweet federal cash injected in too. Why not? It's dark money. Who cares?
Ron Johnson's family foundation that uses, I believe, the manufactured agriculture, one of those tax credits passed by Republicans, if not that one specifically.
You know, people say that like the NBA players want to play in Florida because of the, you know, no income tax and stuff. But if they just learn how, like if NBA players learn how to be political, you could get an NBA team of all the political actors here, because they would hide all their money and then run it through super PACs and get so much. My goodness, there isn't. Giannis, give us a call. We're gonna triple. We will triple your salary within a year just through political donations alone, my friend. My goodness, like, yeah, this is an amazing time to live in Wisconsin, guys.
Amazing, depending on how you frame that word, amazing, Brian. But let's head over to the phone lines. We've got our friend Dick and Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, you just hit on it, because that wonderful 2011 year, there's another anniversary coming up real shortly. And it was a horrible year for me, because in March of that year, I lost a close friend. But Act 10 was also signed that year, coming up next month. So wasn't that a nice month, or a nice first quarter of a year in 2011?
Dick, I have to tell you that statistically, most of the Republican actions will all take place in the first quarter of any given year, because they do tend to take the rest of the year off.
Yeah, that's true. The other one was 2010 that you're speaking of, correct?
Correct, yeah. So yours will be the 12 year anniversary of Act 10, and will be coming up next month. But this past weekend. Go ahead, Dick.
That's another fine one that Wisconsin should be really proud of, don't you think, guys?
So I think we should really stop when we say we want you guys to do something, because statistically, the things that they have acted on have been really bad and really not good and not thought well out. They thought well out as far as, like, money for them and that type of thing. But, yeah.
Well, they got those maps done first so they could insulate themselves and not have to be beholden to, you know, actual accountability by the voters. We appreciate
you. By the time the voters get in on this actual, like, fight, the entire war will be mostly over.
Robin Voss's grandkids will be overseeing his assembly maps at that point, right? That's the way he sees it.
He just has his grandchildren to harvest their souls so he can live longer.
We appreciate the phone call, Dick. You can be like Dick.
At least that's what George Santos told me. I'm sorry.
Or you can be like Bill in Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Great topic. Say, you know, Citizens United, if nobody figured it out, and most people have, the name is really ironic. Citizens United? No, it should be Corporations United. But to show how they had to disguise a bill unless people read it, it sounds like a good bill, Citizens United. What could go wrong with a bill called Citizens United? Just about everything if you're Scott Walker. And Scott Walker was the leader ever as a governor to do things behind closed doors, to do things behind people's back. And then once it happened, and he really left the cherry on the Sunday with Foxconn. So thanks, guys, for bringing all this to light. I think people really have to realize the impact of what Citizens United cost our state and other states. Thanks so much for the job you do. I'll hang up.
Appreciate you, Bill. And yeah, it's very similar to how, you know, Citizens United not very much de-unifying the country with the dark money that's spent on politics, but also the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Institute for Law and Liberty, when they were the ones suing, saying you local health departments cannot force individuals to wear masks during a pandemic, even though those counties had the legal authority, you know, through the laws. But they're still there on the front line suing.
Americans Defending Freedom, or whatever that name of ADF is.
The anti-trans organization referenced in the New York Times article that we were discussing earlier.
defensive freedom of not you to be yourself. The freedom for you to be limited by someone else's stupid beliefs. Great.
But again, because money equals speech, these organizations that come up with glossy names can get checks written to them without us knowing who's contributing, and they can continue to do that same work of not unifying the country.
Do you want to know the results of this? This is so that Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu can hear the public outrage and ask for every single witness, hundreds and hundreds of witnesses, to change the maps, and they can look at the people right in the face and ignore them because they have the power to do so.
And we're going to talk about another anniversary and the organizing power that could potentially overcome these hurdles that we're discussing. Coming up in the next segment, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. Share a tangent with us. Call or text. Body safe to
show. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got
a bad case of loving you. Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. You're looking for
real one. We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 25. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 32. Cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 25. Chance for snow Wednesday with highs in the low 30s. Overcast Thursday, 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the program across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing at Civic Media, head over to the website. You can also follow us on Twitter at Civic Media US. You can follow the show there as well at Dueling Tangents. And Brian, over the weekend, we had another anniversary. I believe yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that was overturned last year by an activist United States Supreme Court, throwing out 49 years of legal precedent with the Dobbs decision and throwing states like Wisconsin into legal chaos because it's not really clear what the law of the land is. The state Go ahead.
Oh, I can tell you that the right seems to care not just about genitals, but other body parts as well on the internal side.
Yes. Just regulating things when they claim to be small government, but want to be very invasive when it comes to this specific issue.
No, I always think that the people who believe that government can't do anything are the same people who say that they should regulate genitals and uteruses. Maybe that's their disconnect there, Just throwing it out there. Anyway, what I can tell you is that the jerks at WILL, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and the turds at the other whatever organizations that like to go and spread hate throughout Wisconsin through the wonderful kind acts of Citizens United and all those folks, they could not, I guarantee you, they can muster hatred. They can muster jerks to go out to the polls and vote for hate. They can muster hatred to get people to go and send bomb threats or even actual bombs or even shoot up gay nightclubs and things like that. But I don't see them mustering the kind of support that would, I don't know, have thousands of people in the streets marching peacefully for what they wanted. No. And that's what happened this weekend.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened here in Madison yesterday, with more than 1,000 protesters filling the state capitol on Sunday in the National Women's March that took place here in Madison. So this is, again, the Women's March, I believe the day after Donald Trump's inauguration back in 2017.
Yep.
Filled,
huge.
Yes, one of the largest events Washington, D.C. has seen in years, if not in history.
And that happened in multiple states, in multiple countries, at the same exact time.
Yes.
It's and amazing.
In the subsequent years, the women's marches continued, either in D.C. or, again, in other states around the nation. And yesterday was the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, and women and men and children and people of all communities, Brian, more than 1,000 on a Sunday afternoon descended upon the Wisconsin Capitol.
During football season in Wisconsin. Man, the cold, crappy weather football season in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think a lot of Wisconsinites believe football season's pretty much over, though, after the Green Bay Packers were eliminated. But yes, on a Sunday afternoon, cold Sunday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin, more than 1,000 exercising their right to protest and really pushing for what a couple of weeks from now is going to be a very large indicator of where the movement will be for reproductive rights here in Wisconsin after the Wisconsin Supreme Court race that is on the ballot, with the primary next month in February and the general this spring in April. And so this is a large crowd, Brian. I don't know. Did you see any photos from the events? Or?
I saw some footage in the cursory footage that they kind of just, oh yeah, this happened. See you later.
Yeah, it's weird how I will admit I was not aware that this was planned for this past weekend, and so when I saw it yesterday, it was pretty moving to see the crowd size that was taking place at the Wisconsin Capitol and the event that was put on by these organizers.
The event was bumped down by the immediate news of a police chase ending in a crash, which they kept flashing back to.
That was what the local news preempted this event?
It was over and over again. There's a crash, and then a crash happened. Any new updates? No, but you keep cutting it back to me. So I keep telling you that there was a crash that happened, and we're here. I know you got to go and make those decisions on the fly sometimes, and I, you know, I'll give, but every day, first our headlines. Murders and murders and shootings and murders. Oh yeah, some people marched or whatever, and then murders and then shootings. No wonder people think that every day, all the time, something horrible is happening. Because if they don't have a murder, they'll go and reference the murder that they talked about last week and how the investigation is going. It's everywhere, guys.
Yeah, and violent crime is trending downwards as well, but you wouldn't know that because, well, and the local news is telling you about more murders. But Brian,
thousands of people marching for their rights is not anything to talk about, but murders, yeah.
Well, this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck, does include a little bit here about what the rally and what is on deck for reproductive rights here in Wisconsin. Molly Beck writes, the Wisconsin Supreme Court election on April 4th will likely resolve the debate and set the state's abortion policy going forward, putting the race under national scrutiny as liberals and conservatives battle for the control of the court that currently has a 4-3 conservative majority. And so Molly Beck goes on to allude to the other things that could change if the makeup of the court changes, but abortion, and as Dick mentioned, the anniversary of Act 10 is coming up, that could be revisited, and specifically as well, that we talk about here all the time, the gerrymandered maps that Wisconsin has been beholden to since Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald went behind closed doors in 2011, and with pinpoint precision decided to choose their voters and have a skeleton key to unchecked power here in the state of Wisconsin ever since.
Luckily, they're running a person who happened to get famous at the right time and a dude who wears a cape. So those are people to really, really rally behind.
Well, that's what it's going to be. Folks, you've been listening to a Monday edition of Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, you're going to want to go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. You can click on Dueling Tangents, see all the past shows, as well as you can learn more about the $1 million advertising giveaway taking place this Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m. If you're signing up, let them know that Dueling Tangents sent you. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. I hear Brian may be making a trip to Madison.
I may. And then we're going to be covering the State of the State address live.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be going on tomorrow at 7 p.m. So you're going to want to listen to Civic Media all day tomorrow. Just set your timer to remind you Dueling Tangents starts at 2. Take you through the entire evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you all then.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.